Liv Mead.
And I'm Julia Centeno.
Welcome to our podcast, Chemistry Hour, where we will talk about topics that relate to chemistry. Today, we will be discussing the documentary, The Devil We Know. It's a documentary about how a company knew for decades that the chemicals they used in their products were toxic, yet continued to use them. Not only that, they also dumped water contaminated with the chemical into rivers around the town that they were located in.
Not only will we be discussing the chemistry aspect of it, we will also be discussing the impact on the environment and the lives of the people who came into contact with the toxic chemical.
The Devil We Know is a 2018 investigative documentary directed by Stephanie Sostig. You can watch this documentary on Netflix, YouTube, Amazon Prime, or Google Play.
Our story begins in 1938, when a young man named Roy J. Plunkett had recently been hired by a company called DuPont that manufactures chemical products. He was researching chlorofluorocarbons, a non-toxic and non-flammable chemical that was then used in refrigerants. While attempting to research their properties by chlorinating tetrafluoroethylene gas, he accidentally created Teflon. This mysterious new substance was heat-resistant, unreactive with other elements, and had a very low surface friction so other things wouldn't stick to it.
However, Teflon was expensive to make at the time, so companies didn't use it. It wasn't until the 1950s when Teflon really took off after being used as a coating in cookingware. Due to the heat-resistant and non-stick properties of it, it was a popular coating for pots and pans. Teflon quickly became DuPont's most popular product and a massive source of profit.
I enjoy baking, and I personally love it when you can get your cakes out of the pan without it sticking. So what could be so bad about some non-stick pans?
A lot of things, actually. In 1997, a farmer named Mr. Wilbur Tennant sold a portion of his land to the DuPont Company in Parkersburg, West Virginia. The land would be used by DuPont for dumping their non-hazardous waste. His land was surrounded by rivers that his farm animals drank from and that led to other bigger rivers. He began to notice strange things happening in the water, such as the foaming and fish dying. Animals that drank from the water died, developed problems, and had birth defects. Within a few years, his whole herd of cows had died. He soon filed a lawsuit against DuPont, suspecting that something dangerous was going on. Lawyer Rob Billett was hired to investigate and found many documents that revealed the inner workings of the DuPont company. It was also discovered that another company, 3M, had been conducting tests on a very specific chemical in Teflon.
Ammonium perfluorooctanoate, also known as PFOA, PFOS, or C8, is one of the main ingredients in Teflon. The company 3M had been manufacturing the chemical while DuPont made the actual Teflon. The active ingredient in it is fluorine, and the products made using these C8s are known for their miraculous non-stick and water-repellent properties.
The documents used in these court cases revealed that they had been testing those C8s on rats, and it had produced some very disturbing results. The rats had a higher risk of tumors and birth defects. DuPont determined that, based on the findings, that there was a potential risk to the fetuses of women working in the manufacturing plant, but no actual risk to the men or women themselves.
Okay, back to the lawsuit. In 2001, the matter was settled for an undisclosed sum, with Mr. Tennant later being diagnosed with cancer before suffering a fatal heart attack in 2009 at the age of 67. His wife died of cancer 2 years later.
It was also revealed that the potentially dangerous perfluorated chemicals had been found in people's bloodstreams.
3M and DuPont wanted to check the levels of C8 found in their workers' blood, so they attempted to compare their workers' blood with the blood of normal people who hadn't been exposed to these chemicals. But what they found shocked them.
They discovered there was nobody that hadn't been exposed to these chemicals. They tested on children and adults, and they went to different countries and even different continents, but it didn't matter where they looked. Everyone that they tested around the world had some levels of C8 in their blood. They eventually found cleaned, archived blood from the start of the Korean War. It was clean because the chemicals had not been released into the environment yet.
So how did these chemicals get into our bloodstream?
The contamination comes from dumping waste into the environment. Water is a byproduct created in the process to make C8s. DuPont pumps this contaminated water back out into the environment, where it ends up in our water supply. The contamination also comes from Teflon products that shed their materials over time that we later ingest. Because the C8s are everywhere now, every baby born has some level of C8 in their blood.
The more they looked into the matter, the more they found. The prosecutors discovered that 3M and DuPont had been selling Teflon to other companies that made products such as airplanes, cars, cleaning products, fabrics, furniture, even the rust-proof layer on the Statue of Liberty. Teflon was everywhere. Not so fun fact, C8s are biopersistent. Sunlight doesn't break them down, heat doesn't destroy them, and microorganisms don't eat at them. Nothing breaks them down, so once they get into your bloodstream, they're staying there.
In the year 2000, Lübeck Water Department began sending letters to the people around the DuPont plant. They stated in these letters that they wished to inform the general public that chemicals known as C8 had been found in the water, but they were nothing to worry about. At this time, strange things started happening in the town surrounding Parkersburg. Children's teeth began turning black, and people began developing cancers at an alarming rate. Sensing that something wasn't right, the citizens of Parkersburg quickly connected the dots and realized that whatever was in the water was responsible for all of this. They banded together to file a class action lawsuit, which they won, and DuPont agreed to pay them $343 million. However, they refused to take individual settlements, instead using the money to set up the C8 science panel. This would research if drinking PFOA led to human disease. 6 different water districts had to do blood testing as part of this research. Anyone in the 6 water districts could sue if the science panel proved the exposure had caused harm, but anyone who had participated in the study also waived their right to sue DuPont if C8 could not be linked to any disease. 70,000 people were tested as a part of the study, and it took 7 years to reach results, which came in 2012.
The study had proven what everybody had already known, what DuPont was trying to deny. The study proved that C8 caused kidney cancer, testicular cancer, ulcerative colitis, thyroid disease, preeclampsia, and high cholesterol.
For once, there were factual claims that DuPont could no longer deny. Anyone in the Ohio River Valley with diseases linked to C8 exposure could sue DuPont for their personal injury, and over 3,500 cases were filed. They had not only betrayed their workers, but the entire world, as the chemicals were everywhere and in everyone's bloodstreams. Now that they had been caught, DuPont decided to stop using C8 in their products, and it was banned altogether by 2015. However, they still wanted to make Teflon, so they brought in a new chemical called Gen X to replace the C8s. Gen X was just as bad as C8. DuPont initiated a study in which they tested the effects of Gen X on rats, and they showed the exact same results as on the C8 experiments. The people who had worked so hard to ban C8 felt hurt, as they had just replaced a poison with an equally dangerous one, and they had to start all over again.
I couldn't imagine having to start all over again after all that. I mean, those poor people had been through so much, and DuPont just puts another chemical in their water. The chemicals caused real problems. One man in the documentary worked at DuPont and had many friends and coworkers that died young because they were exposed to C8s. Another man was born with half a nose and a serrated eyelid after his mother was exposed to C8s while working in the DuPont factory while pregnant with him. DuPont caused these people's misfortunes, and yet they refused to do anything about it. That's horrible.
Isn't that sad? And the shocking part is that DuPont knew about it for years. Court documents show that DuPont had evidence of C8 causing a variety of health problems since the 60s, yet they never decided to do anything about it.
I think it's important that people know what DuPont has done, because what DuPont has done is they've put a biopersistent, incredibly toxic chemical in everybody around the world's bloodstream, and I feel like people really need to know that this was done to them. I'm going to be spreading awareness by talking to my family about it. As a matter of fact, we have a special guest star right now that I'll be talking to about the DuPont case and how it affects people. Hi, I'm here with Ernesto Centeno, who is also known as my dad. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Centeno?
I'm doing well, thank you.
It's good. I'm here to ask you a few questions. Have you heard about the DuPont company?
Yes, I have.
What are your opinions on them?
I know that they're a big chemical company. I know they've been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. I know that in the past, they've been in problems before where they've been accused of releasing chemicals or affecting some of the populations where they have some of their factories.
Are you aware of what Teflon is?
Yeah, Teflon is the coating that we have on our pots and pans.
Nonstick,
thank you. There's some utensils that we have in the kitchen that are made of Teflon.
Did you know that you can also find Teflon in food wrappers, you can find it in cars, in airplanes, on furniture, it's everywhere?
I guess it's a nonstick surface, yeah, I'm sure.
Did
Did you know that there's a really toxic chemical in it?
No.
It belongs to the group of chemicals called C8s, and they're really dangerous. They have a bunch of problems that they can give you, such as birth defects, different cancers, high cholesterol, lots of different stuff that you don't want to get.
That's not good.
It isn't good. Did you know that the DuPont company has been releasing these chemicals into the environment, and now it's found in the blood of every single person on the planet?
No, I was not aware of that.
How do you feel about that?
I'm not happy.
Do you feel like companies should be held responsible for their actions?
I feel like companies should be responsible, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Centeno, for your time.
Absolutely.
Next, we have a personal anecdote from Liv about the DuPont case.
My dad recently got a new job, but the company he used to work for was defending DuPont in their case. My dad was asked to get involved in defending DuPont, but he didn't want to support them, since they had known about the extreme amount of damage they had caused over the years and hadn't tried to stop it, so he refused. I think that's one of the reasons he switched jobs.
Personally, I'm really glad I watched this movie because it showed me just how far corporations are willing to go to gain profit. They really don't care about your emotions, they don't care about your well-being. At the end of the day, they just care about the fact that they made more money. And I think it's really insane because they're already super rich. They already have millions and millions, if not billions of dollars, so why do you need any more? Why do you need to sell this toxic chemical product to people so you can add another zero to your bank account? I don't think it makes sense. But anyways, it showed me that a lot of companies don't care about the well-being of people, and if putting a toxic chemical in the bloodstream of half of the world means making a profit, then they'll do it because they're like that. So I think that this movie really showed me that you need to be careful about which corporations you trust and about their environmental impact. The Devil We Know was made pretty recently, in 2018, and it's 2019 as of making this, so it's only been about a year since it came out. So because of that, not much has happened on the issue since the film was made. However, I've noticed that when I searched up C8 products, I got a lot of products that came up that weren't made with C8s. Like, it specifically said, like, oh, PFOA-free on all the products that I saw that had to do with cooking. Like, I saw a lot of PFOA-free cookingware, I saw a lot of PFOA-free clothing, and I thought it was really good that people are taking the time to put these chemicals out of their products, because otherwise it would really harm the environment, and not just the environment, it would also harm us. So I definitely think that this movie helped bring awareness to the C8 issue, and I'm glad it did, because it's a huge issue that needed to be addressed. So thank you, Devil We Know. Okay, so time for some more of my personal thoughts on the movie. If I could change one thing about the movie, I think that I would make it more science-based. Because although this movie did revolve around science, because it revolved around, you know, the chemicals used, how it affected our environment, how it affected our ability to function, I think that a lot of it was focused more on the industrialization of the chemical and how it impacted communities and the communities that revolved around the factories. But I think that if I could redirect the movie, I would make it focus more on the science part of it. And I would have a lot more interviews with scientists. I think I'd allow us to see it being made in a lab. I would go more in depth about the way that it was made, because I had to search up how it was made and the information about the chemical. It didn't give it to you in the movie, so yeah, I would have much more of a science focus on it, because I believe that this movie tried to scare people, which I think it's a good tactic. If you scare people and you make sure that they're afraid of the chemical as they should be, then they'll care more. But I think that instead of just scaring them and saying, oh, there's this scary chemical in your blood, what are you going to do about it? I think that we really need to show people the science side of it. Like, this is how it got there. This is what we can do. This is what you can do to prevent further harm now that it's in you. I think that would be much more helpful. And that's what I would change. Alrighty, that concludes the first episode of our podcast, Chemistry Hours, with Julia Centeno and Liv Mead. I really hope you enjoyed our podcast. We had a lot of fun But we did have a lot of fun learning that there was a toxic chemical in our blood. That wasn't fun. But I think we had a lot of fun having the experience to create the podcast, having the experience to learn. And I think what I personally had the most fun in was being able to apply the concepts that I learned in chemistry class to what I learned in the movie. So yeah, that was our podcast episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye.